The Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur has stressed the need for Ghanaians to peacefully coexist, no matter the political or religious difference. He said deep animosity and intolerance only disintegrates society and negates progress. The Vice President charged religious bodies to intensify education on tolerance and peaceful coexistence among the youth, especially as the nation approaches the general election. Mr. Emesa-Arthur said this at the 84th Annual National Convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission at Pomadze in the Central Region. Here's a report by Antoinette Aba.
The annual convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission is to enable Ahmadis to personally experience religious benefits and enhance their knowledge in the Quran. The gathering brought together thousands of Ahmadi faithful from all over the country. The Vice President, Kwesi Emesa-Arthur, said love for country must be paramount. All groups must come together to fight any misguided group that wants to create conflict in the country.
Like many developing countries, Ghana continues the process of creating a nation with people from different ethnic and religious backgrounds. Ghana has been successful in welding the diverse groups together and has avoided the worst examples of intolerance. May we continue to tolerate each other. However, we need to do more, especially in the creation of the conditions for balanced development, which requires greater citizen participation and a better appreciation of our respective roles.
Vice President Emesa-Arthur said all people are creation of God. Therefore, Ghanaians must live in peace and unity and act in ways that encourage nation building and not in ways that have the potential to destabilize and threaten the security of the nation.
It is impossible for me to understand why one group will attack another group. A refusal to tolerate dissenting views, different views, create the consequence of people who want to wipe out them. Living in peace and togetherness is a duty each one of us owes to our Creator. And the teachings are also to lead us to the realization that we have a moral and spiritual obligation to act in ways that encourage nation building.
The Amian missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya mission, Alhaji Mulvi Muhammad bin Saleh, called on politicians to cultivate the spirit of service, sacrifice, and come up with innovative programs that will help create a peaceful environment. He said as a country approaches election, the world is monitoring Ghana. He said the nature of hate speeches and violence that characterize internal party discourse must be nipped in the bud so that such bickering will not disrupt the peace the country is currently enjoying.
Religious sectarianism must never be introduced into the body politics of Ghana. It will be necessary that set preachers of such hate messages, as well as their political beneficiaries, regardless of their political clout, must be identified and brought to book before it is too late. We need to act here and now to tackle this violent extremism problem in all its dimensions, whether political, economic, social, or religious.
There were fraternal messages from the Emir of Nigeria and Germany, as well as the Seventh-day Adventist, United Church of Ghana, and Ghana Education Service. The three-day convention will be climaxed on Saturday.